Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Am I speaking to Anita?
Yes.
Thank you so much. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on a March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will be voting?
I will.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50, or you don't think you will be voting for those offices?
I will.
Thank you. And may I please know in what year were you born?
I was born in 1935.
Thank you so much for that. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
I appreciate it. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race that is not listed here?
I'm white.
I appreciate it. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're okay.
Okay. Would you say right direction?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Public safety and crime, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, parental rights in education, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, jobs and wages, or water policy?
That's a long list.
Yes. If you had to put them in order, which one of these would you put first?
Affordable housing, I think.
Housing affordability, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just say so. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about Donald Trump?
Absolutely unfavorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Alrighty. What about Gavin Newsom?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Alrighty. What about Paul Dictos?
Who?
Paul Dictos?
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know.
Okay. What about Gary Bredefell?
I don't know that much about him either.
Okay, that's okay. What about Steve Brando?
I'm sorry, I'm not in tune with any of these.
Okay, that's okay. We can move on. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were John Bordos, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bradefield, businessman and city council member, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Would you say
Bradefield, thank you. I appreciate your time on helping me with this survey. All right. How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bradefield, business council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as a county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradefield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So I will read to you some general descriptions about a candidate, and you will just tell me if this description will make you less or more likely to vote for this candidate. Okay, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is Democrat?
Yes.
That will make you more like, much more likely to vote, or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Much more likely, okay. What about a candidate who is 80 years old? Again, the options. Yes, the options are. Okay, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely.
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno County or Fresno residents?
Say that again, if you want.
Yes. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Oh, less likely. Double is much, quite a bit.
Okay, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Just likely.
Okay. You said much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Well, very likely.
Much more likely, okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Not as likely.
Okay, will that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on the local taxes and fees?
Likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if this is a good, if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for that candidate. The first candidate is Steve Brandau, who currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollar invested in our neighborhood. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If re-elected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Okay. Second one, Gary Bredefeld, currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement in our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say there is a good chance, fair chance, a small chance, or not chance you will vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
A good chance.
Okay. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for the county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficiency and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing this information, would you say there is a good chance, fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
What's his name?
Paul Dictos.
Okay. I don't know. Based on what you're saying, I guess good chance.
Okay, I appreciate it. We're almost done here. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were John Bordeaux, Steve Brandau, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and County and City Council member, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Bredefeld.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
Appreciate it. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
You graduated from high school?
Correct.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
All right. Well, thank you. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I highly appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.